Just one halakha that we learned from the Gemara in Shabbat, in Perek Elu Kesharim. The subject is based on the pasuk in the Nevi'im that says V'chibadto, that the Shabbat must be respected. The Gemara says how? It says that the clothes that you wear on Shabbat should be different from the clothes that you wear during the week. Maran in Resh Samech Bet Halakha Bet writes, Yishtadel Sheyulo Begadim Na'im LeShabbat, that he should try to have special clothes that are pretty nice lechbod Shabbat. Mishnah Berura and the Kafahim both point out that the clothes that we wear on Shabbat is not for kavod of people, it's for kavod of the Shabbat. And therefore, even if a person is alone, let's say he's away, he's in the Orient, he's with Goyim, so he says, what do I have to get dressed for Shabbat? There's nobody around, I'll just put on some casual clothes that I wear during the week. There's nobody going to see me. It's not for people. He says, it's lichbod, it's Shabbat. So therefore, no matter where you are, one should try to wear these begadim, special clothes. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah also says, one should try to wear clothes that he doesn't wear at all during the week. This is difficult, but if he could designate all his clothes specifically for Shabbat use, matovu manaim. The Arizal himself was careful to wear at least four garments that were white. Chaim Ben Sion also brings that down in his introduction to Ohel Tzion, that it's a proper thing if a person is able to wear, let's say, undergarments, a white undershirt, underpants that are white, he has a white shirt, that's the third garment, it's a seat if he wants to count that, or another garment, a white yarmulke, so that would be considered four garments. Matovu Manaim, if he could do that on Shabbat, Keneged, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, the four letters of the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is brought down in Kabbalah that the clothes that a person wears on Shabbat are the clothes that he's going to wear in Olam Haba. So therefore, one should be careful that his begadim na'im, that they're proper garments, in order that his soul eternally will be dressed in the proper way, and Chas V'Shalom should not be embarrassed. The Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pa'alim has a whole question: do you have to wear special shoes lichbod Shabbat? He comes out and he brings proof from Gemariot that you don't need special shoes lichbod Shabbat. Of course, one should polish the shoes lichbod Shabbat and make sure that they're proper, but to have a special pair for Shabbat you don't need. Although the Kaf HaChaim says if a person can afford that, matovu manaim, it's beautiful, better, let him have shoes for Shabbat also. But that's not from the letter of the law. Last but not least, Halakha says one should wear his Bigdesh Shabbat through Havdalah. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Kaf HaChaim says more proper to wear his Bigdesh Shabbat through Milaveh Malkah. You know, on Motzei Shabbat we have a special Se'udah, the fourth Se'udah. So proper to keep his clothes on until that time. So really one should be a little careful, especially now that we're coming towards the summer. If people have a tendency to be a little more less formal and less careful when it comes to their begadim, when it comes to their clothes on Shabbat, they're less careful also when it comes to their clothes during the week also. But that's another conversation. Last but not least, both the Mishnah Berurah and Kaf HaChaim bring down that the ladies that are lighting candles lichbod Shabbat, which our ladies do, should try to be dressed already in Bigdesh Shabbat at the time that they're lighting the candles, because that is already the kavod of Shabbat, to be prepared at the time of the Hadakah. Of course, during the summer, there's time for the ladies to have these preparations. The winter, and it's a short Friday, it gets a little more difficult. So ladies should allot the proper time earlier in the day to bathe and be prepared in order that they should be accepting Shabbat in the proper way.